It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. You know what this is? Long piece of paper. But I'm going to make it into a fan. Will you come with me to the kitchen? Hi, fish. Somebody showed me how to do this, and I will show you. Just fold it over like this, one fold. See the fold there? And then you flip the paper and fold it again. Now you have two folds. Then you flip it and fold it and flip it and fold it and flip it and fold it. Flip and fold and flip and fold and flip and fold and flip and fold. And it's a fan. What do you think of that? Is that good? Do you hear something? I thought I heard a car. Get out of there. Let's see. Must be somebody. Chuck.
Hi, Fred.
What is this you've got?
Look what I brought to show you.
Oh, this is wonderful. Is it your new piece of equipment or what?
It's not my car. No. This machine is used for moving and digging dirt, and I thought you'd like to see it.
Oh, I surely would. Is it something that you need to use in your yard or what?
Yes, yeah, I'm having a problem, so I have to do some digging, and so I rented this.
Can you make it work?
I'll try.
Hey.
I'm going to turn it on. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it does sound like a car.
Doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you want to see this move?
Yes, how do you do that?
Right here, I'll push this forward.
Look at that go up like that.
How about that?
Ooh, is that great?
Isn't that something?
You know, those things there look like teeth.
Don't they, though? And that's sort of what they're about. They chew the dirt. Yeah,
uh-huh.
They dig it right up. It makes it very easy. Would you like to try it?
I would.
Good.
Yeah.
Take off my seatbelt.
Can you show me what to do?
I certainly will. Ooh, just step right in. Here's a hat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Always wear the seatbelt.
I love heavy equipment. Now, what did you say to do for this?
Move this one forward or backward. How about that? Now try this one forward or backwards, not sideways yet.
All right.
Oh. Isn't that fun?
It is.
Once you bring it back up, I want to show you something else that's fun.
All right. Well, I can
Ready?
See it.
Oh, yeah. This one. Now I'm going to step out of the way because you'll see why. But move it either that way or this way. Ready?
You mean to the side?
To the side.
Oh, look at that.
How about that?
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
It's like a merry-go-round.
It is. And can you go this way?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that? Ooh. This is...
It's a lot of fun, but it's for hard work.
Oh, I know. This is a great machine.
Oh, yeah, it saves a lot of time and effort.
Could I do it just once more?
Surely. digs the dirt.
Oh, boy, do I like that.
I thought you would. That's why I brought it over for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, I'd better go get to work.
How do you make it move?
I'll show you that as well.
So these treads make it move. Is that it? You go along like that?
That's right. I'm going to move it around so I'm headed in the right direction. Ready to go?
If you are.
Bye for now. Watch it. Bye, Fred.
Can you come back? I mean, can you make it go backwards?
Yes, I can. I go away, I come back.
That's for sure. Thank you, Chuck.
You're very
welcome. Much.
Bye for now.
See you soon. Have a good work with it.
Thank you.
Isn't that fun?
Woo!
Oh, I love that. You can make it dig. Yeah, you can pretend. Yeah. Let's set up the model of the neighborhood of make-believe. Think about that tunnel in the neighborhood of make-believe. Yeah. Oh. You ever see a big piece of equipment like that? Anytime I see somebody like Chuck who has a piece of equipment like that working on the street or something, I always stop and watch. There. There's our neighborhood of make-believe. The castle. The factory, the tree where Henrietta and X the owl live, Lady Elaine's museum go around, and the platypus mound, and Daniel's clock. You know, we've been pretending that there may be a secret tunnel somewhere underneath here in the neighborhood of make-believe. And after looking at maps and finding pieces of a puzzle, the neighbors have decided that one of the entrances to the tunnel must be near X and Henrietta's tree, somewhere around here. So let's make believe more about that now as the trolley goes in front of the castle in the neighborhood of make believe.
Hi, trolley. Oh, these are things for the owls who are going into the tunnel when we find it. Yes, X and his two cousins are going first. This is a fan. And this is a flashlight. And this is a measuring tape. Incidentally, trolley, did you know that you are 8 1/2? Oh, thanks. We'll let you know. Oh, looks as though you're all ready, X.
Oh, yeah, as soon as I get the flashlight. Did you find it?
Yes, I found this one that fits on your hat here.
Oh.
I'll help you put it on.
Oh, thanks. It works. It works, Lady Evelyn. Now I'm ready to explore a tunnel. All I need is a tunnel to explore.
I think we found it.
Oh, where?
Where?
Right behind the tree. Do you have a measuring tape?
Oh, here it is.
The minute Cousin Mary and I measure the aperture, we'll know for sure.
Are you ready for me to come with you?
Wait 1 minute and we'll know.
Okay.
Isn't this exciting?
Oh, I'll say. Nobody ever found a secret tunnel in the back of my tree before.
We've got it. There really is a tunnel.
It looks like it. Are you ready to explore, Cousin X?
All ready, Cousin Mary.
Here's your fan, Cousin Mary.
Thanks very much.
Oh, now what can I do to help?
Oh, you'll keep watch. Come on, let's see where the tunnel begins.
Come on, Cousin X and Cousin Mary. We'll be 3 owls in a tunnel.
You all be careful.
Oh, we will. We'll leave this end of our rope right here, and if we need to, we'll follow the rope right back here.
I wonder where we'll come out.
You all are real explorers.
Well, here I go. See you, Lady A.
Good travels to you. Can you see anything, X?
It's pretty dark down there, but the flashlight's working fine.
Good. How far have you gone?
Already 7.
And is that fan working all right?
Just fine.
Hi, Lady Eberlin.
Oh, hello, Neighbor Aver.
I think we found where the tunnel might be.
Well, we've already found one end of it right here.
Oh, that's great. Then, according to this letter chart, I figure that the other end of the tunnel should be somewhere beyond that wall over there.
Won't you go over and see if the 3 owls come out there?
I'll do it.
As X the Owl always says, you learn something old every day. Can you hear me in there? Give this rope a pull if you're all right. Oh, looks like they're almost at the end of their rope.
I have an idea. That means they're this far.
Oh, you have good ideas, Neighbor Aver.
Thanks. I'm going back.
Okay. They should be over there any moment now.
Here comes something. It looks like a flashlight.
We made it. Hey, Lady A, we made it.
I'll be right there.
Neighbor Aver, I'm really glad to see you. You know my cousins.
Well, I know your cousin Mary.
I'm cousin Steve.
Glad to meet you, cousin Steve.
How did you know where we would come out?
Because of this. Oh. See?
Yes, I can see why.
Congratulations, you all. Thanks.
This fan really helped.
Yeah, we need to air out that tunnel, I'll tell you.
Do you think I could go through as a representative of Westwood?
Oh, sure.
Come on back. We'll show you how. Yeah. You'd better take my flashlight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my fan.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, and my hat.
Well, thanks. Well, here I go.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And we'll look for you to come out over by the tree.
I think I'll just go the regular way.
Wait, Lady Eberlin hasn't tried the tunnel yet.
Oh, I'll do it. As soon as I tell Uncle Friday, you found it.
Oh, that's right. He'll want to give a speech.
Well, it's worth a speech.
Oh, thank you, cousins. You helped us find a mighty special secret.
Never know what good 3 owls can do.
Oh, until we put our wings together and do it.
Even underground.
Underground.
See you in a few minutes.
Bye, Lady A.
Bye.
Oh, thanks.
Want to help me tell Uncle Friday?
Oh, sure. And the trolley.
Oh, yes, I promised I would. Now, you just use this fan, is that right?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Works well.
Thanks.
Oh, right on schedule.
Oh, yes, trolley.
Yeah, and it's really underground, and you could go in it and come back and... I must go tell Mayor Maggie.
And I have to tell the king.
So you can make a speech.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Trolley.
Thanks, Trolley.
Thanks, Trolley.
What do you think the others will think when they hear that there is a tunnel right under here in make-believe? It's fun to pretend things in this make-believe neighborhood, isn't it? I think so. Kessel. Factory and trolley. Tree. The museum go round. Platypus mound. Daniel's clock. You know, you could set up any toys or any blocks that you have and make your own model neighborhood. And you could make believe that there's a secret tunnel underneath, or a river in the sky, or anything you want. Because your pretending is your own to do exactly as you wish. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Yes, you are. We have another visitor. Let's go see who it is. He is special, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Come in, Mr. McFeely.
I just stopped by.
What do you have back
to
there?
To find out if you would like to have a tortilla chip.
Tortilla chip.
Try one.
All right.
Sure.
It's delicious.
Try another. These blue ones are my favorites.
Very good. Wonder how people would make such thing.
Well, I thought you'd never ask, because in my delivery bag I have a videotape.
Oh.
People make tortilla chips.
Good for you. Do you have time to watch it with me?
I do.
Good.
Let's watch it.
Yeah.
But before we do that, before we watch it, I have something else I'd like to show you.
All right.
In my delivery bag, some good surprises. There are two in there. See if you could find them.
May I reach you?
You may. It's corn.
Corn on the cob.
You've seen the yellow corn before, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. I eat a lot of corn on the cob.
But this blue corn, this is what people make these blue tortilla chips from, the blue corn.
And it grows like this.
It grows like that, and you'll see it on picture.
Oh, well, let's do that.
Put
now.
The corn back in there.
Thank you for that.
You have the tape.
Mm-hmm. How people make tortilla chips. Blue corn tortilla chips.
Good,
let's
go.
Watch.
When people make tortilla chips, they first cook the corn in a big tub.
Look at all of that blue corn.
Well, that corn has been cooking for many hours.
What's he doing there?
He's stirring the corn to get it ready for the next step. Now watch as he scoops up the corn in a bucket. And he takes it over to the grinding machine.
That's the grinding machine there.
The grinding machine. And it goes away into the grinding machine. You see, there it goes.
Corn's going in to get ground, huh?
Mm-hmm. And it comes back out soft and moist.
That's what comes out after it's ground. What's he doing?
Well, this man checks to make sure that the corn has been ground just the right way.
Now, where are they taking it?
They're taking it over to the mixing machine, where it's mixed together to make dough. Watch, they'll put some of it in the mixing machine.
Oh, is that the dough?
That's the dough, that's right.
Look at that.
And it's slowly mixing. And when it's ready, he takes some of the dough and puts it through another machine. You'll see that in a moment.
Right.
But it's still mixing.
That's fun to see that.
Now watch, he's going to take some of the dough, and he's taking it to another machine, which flattens and cuts it. Now this is a roller that cuts the flattened dough into triangles. There they are.
Look at all those triangles. Now, where are they going?
They're about to go into the oven.
That's the oven there?
That's the oven.
That's a big oven.
And a very hot one, too. Now, you see those flames? Well, they're baking the triangles. And when they're done, they come out right here.
Well, it looks like they're going up a hill.
It surely does. They travel up this hill of sorts and over onto this moving belt. And this belt takes them back and forth and back and forth again.
Now, why is that?
Because they need to cool down before going into the next machine. Going into another machine.
It looks like a slide there.
And they're sliding in to the fryer.
You see? Fryer? Mm-hmm. Well, why are they cooked twice?
Well, after they're baked, they're still fairly soft, but the fryer fries them until they're crunchy.
Uh-huh.
And then they come back out as tortilla chips.
Well, are they finished?
Well, almost.
What's that man doing?
Well, he shakes some salt onto the chips and checks to be sure that each one was made the right way.
Now they're going up another hill.
Up another hill. And down another slide to this machine, which measures out just the right amount of chips. So he drops them into a chute and measures them, you see. There you go.
Yes. And is each measure enough for one serving or so?
For one bag.
Well, now, where are they going there?
You'll see. There you go, into the bag. Down into a long, clear plastic bag, which this machine cuts down into smaller bags of chips.
Oh, like the kind you have.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Now they're going up another hill.
Boy, they take a lot of trips.
They go to this woman who puts a label on each bag and packs them into a box. Now they're ready to go to stores everywhere so people can buy them and enjoy eating them.
Thank you for that, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy that tape.
I certainly did.
I'm on to more deliveries now.
Does Mrs. McFeely like those?
She does. These are her favorite chips also.
Oh,
stop
good.
By our house anytime for some tortilla chips.
I'd be glad to. Thank
Speedy
you.
Speedy delivery. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. That food reminds me I need to feed the fish. That's interesting to see how people make those chips. Beautiful creatures. You know, a lot of people and birds and animals go away and then come back. And then come back. That's what I do each time when I say goodbye to you here. I go away, but then the next time I come back. It gives me a good feeling to be able to come back and visit you again. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You and I always have things to talk about, don't we? Things to talk about and do and think about. You always make it such a special time for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.